The Tale of Mr. Fox and the Horse of Course. Farmer Francis once had a fine horse named Horse of Course. Horse of Course had been an excellent and faithful servant to Farmer Francis. But when she had grown too old to work, the farmer would give nothing more to eat.
"Begone, ye old horse! I want you no longer. Out of my stables! I shall not take you back unless you become stronger than a lion."
Farmer Francis opened the barn door and set Horse of Course adrift. The poor horse was very melancholy and wandered the woods and fields seeking shelter from the cold wind and rain. After some time, the horse met a fox warming himself by a fire. As Horse of Course waylaid, Mr. Fox welcomed the horse to warm herself by the crackling logs.
"What is the matter, my friend?" said Mr. Fox.
"Why do you hang your head and look so lonely and woebegone?"
Horse of Course sighed in woe.
"Justins and Averants never dwell in one house. My master has forgotten all that I have done for him these many years. Because I can no longer work the fields, he has cast me aside and says unless I become stronger than a lion, he will not take me back. What chance do I have of this? He knows I have none, or he would not speak so."
Clever Mr. Fox bid Horse of Course to be of good cheer and replied,
"I will help you. Lie down there. Stretch yourself out. Stretch yourself out quite stiff and pretend to be dead."
Horse of Course did as told. Well, Mr. Fox went straight away to Conscious the Lion, who lived in a nearby cave. Addressing Conscious the Lion, Mr. Fox declared,
"A little way off lies a dead horse. Come with me and you may make an excellent meal of the carcass."
Conscious the Lion was greatly pleased with the news and set off immediately. When they came to the horse, Mr. Fox suggested,
"You will not be able to eat the horse comfortably here. I tell you what, I will tie you fast to the tail and then you can take the horse to your den to eat at your leisure."
This advice pleased Conscious the Lion, so he laid himself down quietly for Mr. Fox to make him fast to the horse. Working quickly, Mr. Fox managed to tie the lion's legs together and bound all so hard and fast that with all of his strength, he could not set himself free. When the work was done, Mr. Fox clapped a Horse of Course on the shoulder and exclaimed,
"Jip, Doblin, Jip!"
Horse of Course sprang up and was off like the wind, dragging Conscious the Lion behind. The beast began to roar and bellow till the birds of the wood flew away in fright. Horse of Course paid no mind, letting the lion sing on, making her way over the fields to her master's house.
"Here he is, master," she said. "Here's the lion. I've got the better of him."
When Farmer Francis saw his old servant and Conscious the Lion at his feet, his heart relented. He cried,
"Thou shalt stay in thy stable and be well taken care of to the end of your days."
And so, the poor old Horse of Course had plenty to eat and lived until she died. Credits: Mr. Fox and the Horse of Course is adapted from Grimm's Fairy Tales, The Fox and the Horse. Music selection and sound effects are from the GarageBand Library.